Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning and welcome to Feedback. It is Monday, 7 minutes after 8 a.m. Beautiful Monday. It's a great time for us to have a good discussion on a whole bunch of interesting and a variety of topics. Let us get started by giving you the phone number, 715-845-2155. If there's some things that we start talking about that you want to throw in on, give us your opinion, give us your 2 cents worth. Love to hear from you. The topic du jour, I'd like us to jump in on the bit of controversy that we've been talking about all morning long about the Wausau school system possibly making some changes to music performances, making changes to the music that is being performed, that type of thing. We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna expand the conversation a little bit, and just try and look at it through the lens of common sense, if you don't mind. Again, if you want to be a part of it, 715-845-2155. All right, now to be fair, the story came out of the Wausau Daily Herald. I saw the article for the first time there talking about the choral director at West High School was told, and the article doesn't say exactly who told him, but was told there had to be some changes, that during the holiday season, I really hate using that phrase. It's the Christmas season when you're doing these concerts and so forth.
Well, there are other holidays going on, remember?
Like what?
Like Hanukkah and Kwanzaa.
Yeah.
New Year's Day.
Okay. All right. So during the Christmas season, they have these a group of songs that they perform, and they are Christmas themed. Well, our understanding so far is that
Phil Book.
Book was told, all right, here's what you got to do.
Not only Phil Book, but the entire school system. Was said.
All right, here's what you got to do. If you perform one Christmas-themed song, you got to perform 5 secular songs. Or you can postpone these performances until after the Christmas holidays, which neither one of them. Those both sound absolutely ridiculous to me.
I don't know. We've had company Christmas parties in late January. I could never figure that one out either, you know. It's like...
We're going to expense it next year. I think that has all to do with accounting, not with anything else. Or maybe, we had the story during the morning show of the guy that forgot to book the venue for his own wedding.
Yeah.
Maybe whoever is supposed to book the venue for the Christmas party is like, I'm sorry, I forgot. Best we can do is January 10th. Okay, that'll work. Anyway, the individual that is the superintendent of the Wausau schools, I sent an email first thing this morning to Kathleen Williams and asked if she would be so kind as to come on the program and discuss with us what's going on. What's the reason for this? What are the exact rule changes, et cetera?
Well, this was apparently laid out because of a letter from an attorney that the district had look at this question, apparently. But we don't know if it was a lawsuit or a complaint, right, or what the situation is.
Or a threat, yeah, saying, hey, I don't like the way this is going. But we're going to address that as well. Ms. Williams has said that she would love to come on the program, will discuss this with us, but she asked that she have the time to gather all the information and find out what the heck's going on herself.
Mm.
Apparently, the information coming out, there's some of the school board, and Williams are saying, not really sure where this is coming from. We need to look into this. So everybody needs to find out all the facts before we start going off on it. So,
well, never stopped us before.
It has most definitely. We talk about facts here. We don't go off on supposition unless I'm having fun with it. So we're going to find out more a little bit later on the week in the specifics of this particular case. But this is not the only time this has happened. There are many, many occurrences of individuals coming up and saying, you know, not really liking this whole idea of Christmas music and this Christian-themed music being played at this time of year. And why does it always have to be Christmas music? Why can't... Well, my first reaction is, take a look at the calendar. It's Christmas time. That's why we play Christmas music at this time.
Just to play devil's advocate, if you will.
You?
In the United States, Christmas has become much more than a religious holiday. It is a very secular holiday as well.
Right. So your point is what exactly? I'm not
that
sure
there
I follow
is,
you.
That these concerts would include a lot of secular music, whether
sure.
it be Rudolph or Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Or
little Mannheim Steamroller.
Mannheim Steamroller plays a lot of religious music.
Yes, they do. They play a little secular stuff, too. Mm-hmm. You've got, what was the other? There's another group that comes out and tours about this time of year.
Oh, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yes, Transsexual yes. Siberian Orchestra.
No, it's not.
that's big this time of year for Christmas. Mm-hmm. The point is that by far the vast majority of us are Christians. And this is our time of year. This is Christmas. And this is when it's appropriate to sing Christmas music. It seems ridiculous that one of the alternatives that was proposed is, well, let's postpone this Christmas music until January. Well, if your argument is that this Christmas music is undue influence to support one particular religion, is it only supportive during the month, you know, during the Christmas season? It doesn't have the same effect in January? That's ridiculous logic. It's flawed logic. The issue is, really, Tom, if you went to a concert that, let's say, was having nothing but Jewish music, classics from Jewish performers throughout time, it was going to be all Jewish music all the time, would you convert? Would you convert and be Jewish by the time the concert was over? Would you like?
No.
Oh, this is yeah. No. I see. I'm Jewish. What about if it was Buddhist music?
No. No.
What about if it was Hindu music?
No, you're not going to get an argument from me on this. I agree that this is an overreach and that this should not happen. I grew up in the Unitarian Church, which is one of the most liberal religions in the world.
There's a shot.
In the United States. Well, all right, but what I'm saying is even at Christmas time in the Unitarian Church,
still
when
play
I was
Christmas
growing up,
music.
Yeah, the choir sang Silent Night. The choir sang, you know, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Didn't pay attention to what it meant, but I mean, it's a nice tune. All right, let's go to the phones. Jason, thanks for staying online. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning. You know, interesting topic this morning. I'm calling from Marshfield. A couple of years ago, I actually did some investigation on this when I found out that Marshfield does not celebrate or express Christmas time in their elementary schools. And so my investigation included calling the school board. The school board had no idea elementary schools had gone to holiday shows or winter concerts. And my question to the school board was, I had two questions. One is, when did this transition occur? When did they discontinue Christmas programs? And at whose direction was that decision made? I wanted to know, was it at the parents or did it come from an executive order somewhere?
And, what'd you find out?
Well, I found out that the music directors of the school district all meet together, and they collectively decided not to go in this direction in the name of diversity and inclusion. And so that decision then was, I guess, imposed. It was a gradual transition, but my concern was that parents did not come forward and say, hey, we do not want Christmas music in our programs anymore. This was made at an executive level, and they just kind of transitioned. So one of the songs in the school, they sing, "We wish you a happy holiday." So
oh,
I mean, it makes grief. Yeah. And you know, another point I want to make is the fact that, you know, the whole reason that those people that we do not go to work on December 25th, the whole reason that we stay home and don't go to work is because that's the day that we chose to celebrate the birth of Christ. So you know what? Go to work if you don't want to celebrate Christmas. That's
there. You go. All right, thank you, man. I appreciate you calling in, Jason.
Yeah, you bet.
And he brings up a very good point. If it is a collective decision based on teachers coming together and say, oh, we've got to be more diverse and we've got to be more understanding of different cultures, all right, I'm not going to say that that's a bad thing to be understanding of different cultures, but why does it mean we have to exclude Christianity in order to be more understanding and inclusive of other cultures? If the role here is to say, all right, we're not going to have Christianity as being the only religion, well, then find something that is representative of Hanukkah. Find something that is representative of Kwanzaa. Find something that is representative of is Ramadan happening?
Wow, how
this
open
time?
How open minded of you!
But if you don't just say, "All right, we're going to have one Christian song and yeah. then five secular
yeah.
songs."
The idea that you could that you could come up with some percentage that works is mind boggling. it is ridiculous.
It doesn't make any sense. So let us now, when we come back, let us take a look at the issue of where do these decisions come from? Jason, when he called in, brings up a great point. Where do these ideas come from? And really boil it down, what's the reason for it? And who's coming up with this idea and why? WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
Central Wisconsin's News Talk, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Are you kidding me? Zombies, a funky beat.
Welcome back. It is 8:22. The opening music, of course, is Halloween, so therefore we got to play a little Thriller for Michael Jackson. I'm sorry for all of you who just converted to Satanism after hearing a music of about zombies. Sorry. It was an unintended consequence.
Are you watching Sleepy Hollow, by the way, tying in all kinds of mysticism and religion? And
No, I haven't been watching it, but it is an interesting conversation that my wife and I had. Where I'm from, the Baptists, of course, are all up in arms about Harry Potter.
Yes.
Oh, you can't watch Harry Potter. It's about sorcery and wizardry, and it's evil, and therefore... But you know, the Lord of the Rings, that's awesome. it's like, wow, that's a little bit of hypocrisy there. And, you know, it can boil it down to even Star Wars. I mean, let's face it, Darth Vader is an agent of evil. The Emperor Palpatine, he's as evil as it gets.
There are some religious overtones
of course.
To Star Wars.
So there's religious overtones in Star Wars, and there's evil, good versus evil in Lord of the Rings, good versus evil in Harry Potter, blah, 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 blah. It all just can be looked at with common sense sometimes. All right, let's go to Jack. Did you hold on through the break?
I did.
All right, what can we do for you, my friend?
Well, I just wanted to make a little comment about the controversy here that you're discussing this morning.
Yes, sir.
And as an aside, I moved my family to this community a few months ago, and you know, as we evaluated our move, we looked at a lot of things about this community. One of the things that we'd heard about that we thought was so great was what happens in education here in Wausau. Very good quality education, but also the things like what Mr. Book does with his master's choir and the great holiday music, the Christmas music, if you will, you know, the concerts at the Grand Theater and so on. So we're disappointed to hear that may not continue. But in regards to, you know, what would be a possible solution to this? You know, it's the taxpayers, the parents who pay the taxes that put their kids in the schools, and I think that they should have a right to have some input as to what goes on in those schools. And why not take a survey of all the parents who are paying the taxes and say, what kind of music would you like to see sung at your school? And I have a feeling you'd have an overwhelming
support. You can bet that the next school board meeting, as somebody suggested, they better move it into the Grand Theater because they're going to need that much space for all the people that are going to want to weigh in on this.
They probably will. And, you know, if there are a number of Jewish families that send their kids to the public schools, then maybe around Hanukkah time, which is usually at the same time as Christmas, you know, a song or two commemorating that, I wouldn't have a problem with that at all. And if
sure.
there's a lot of Muslims in the school, I don't know if they have holiday songs or, you know, when Ramadan is or whatever, you know, maybe that's appropriate if that's what the parents want. I mean, this is a pluralistic society. We have to allow for that. But to just shut down Christmas just doesn't make sense to me.
I agree with you. Thank you very much for calling in. And that's the point. You can't be inclusive by using exclusionary methods. It's counterintuitive. All right, let's go to Jim. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
Morning. Just one thing. I have a granddaughter that goes to Stettin Elementary School, and it's interesting. She has science one day a week, but she has music 2 days a week. Maybe we ought to have a, quote, Christmas holiday concert. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling in.
She has science one day a week? What do you mean? They don't teach science every day?
Well, how much science is there, Tom?
Oh, here we go.
I'm just kidding. No, 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 no. Don't even get me started. There is a perfect balance between science and faith.
Something tells me that they have science more than one day a week at Stettin Elementary.
Maybe so. All right, so this let me expand this, and then we may end the subject until we have the opportunity to talk to others later on in the week. One of the things that I believe the Republic depends on is individuals that decide to enter into public service, go into government, a congressman, a senator, run for governor, state, local, national, you name it. It is a calling that must be self-sacrificing. It is a requirement that you give of yourself, sometimes quite painfully, sometimes sacrificially, in order that you may bring to the discussion your experiences and hopefully move the nation in a positive direction and move forward. That is why when Ben Franklin was asked, hey buddy, what do we got as a government? He responds, a republic, if you can keep it. A key factor to a republic working well is the sacrificial idea and the sacrificial nature of those that are involved in the government. And it is my personal belief that heartfelt desire to give of yourself in order for the betterment of society comes from a place where you believe in a higher power. It comes from the knowledge that you serve a purpose. Now, I'm not saying it has to be Christianity. I'm saying it does have to come from a belief in God, a higher power, a better knowledge.
How many people in Congress do you believe are there because of that higher calling that they felt to serve?
Not nearly enough.
Or to that they're there in order to, A, get the perks that come with a government congressional job and the future job that they'll get in private industry lobbying the federal government.
I mean, if you want to look at it from just a job standpoint, how much better of a job is being a senator?
Oh, that's right. A U.S. Senate gig, and let's face it, you have to earn it. You have to run for election, and you have to be elected by the people. But, yes, a U.S. Senate gig has got to be the sweetest job
in
America.
You win a popularity contest. You get a relatively cushy job. There's real new consequences if you screw it up. You can't get fired until the election system. And even if you do get fired and not reelected, you still have your pension, your health care, all of that stuff.
With the gerrymandering that has gone on over the years, it's almost impossible for an incumbent to lose.
You
really have to screw it up if you lose.
And so the answer to your question is, how many people are there not because it's self-sacrificing, but because it's a great gig?
And a stepping stone to an even better gig down the line?
Yeah, speaking engagements or consulting or something of that nature. Absolutely, there's many that are there. And that's where I feel our real significant problem is. We need more individuals that go into office knowing that it can be a very painful, sacrificial position, and that they're willing to do it to move our country forward.
But if you make it that way, if you say cut the salary or cut the perks or whatever, the argument is you're not going to get anybody that will run that.
Well, you're missing the correlation. It's not reducing the salary. It's not reducing the perks. It is emphasizing that in order to do this, it is a higher calling.
Well, I understand, but
it is being obedient to a call.
But to get the people that will be willing to do that and separate from the people who are there for other reasons, you're going to have to get rid of the other reasons that people do it.
When you have from school age indoctrination that religion should be removed from any decision-making process, whether it be local, state, or federal, that a belief in God should be completely separated from that decision-making process. When you have indoctrinated the children, you are killing the source of our future leaders to actually have that faith based initiative to go into Congress and be sacrificial. I do not believe it is in our human nature to be sacrificial and giving till it hurts without the guidance of a higher power and God.
The only problem I've got with that is that when secular decisions are made using only God as the divining point, I have a problem with that.
Like what? All right, you think about that. Let's go to break. You give me an example of a decision that should not be made with the consultation of God. And we'll discuss it. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. We will be right back.
Central Wisconsin's Badgers Sports Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.